First, direct your attention to print 1 in this series by Stefan Egler, as indicated by the Roman numeral in the bottom left of the image. This first print, Pierrot's Song of Love and Death, depicts two characters from the Italian Commedia dell'arte, a love-struck Pierrot and his angelic Columbine. Pierrot plays his flute and the shining form of beautiful Columbine appears before him. Yet, as fits the theme of the series, death hangs over this otherwise pleasant fantasy. Pierrot's portion of the image is very dark, with jagged black lines filling his background. A leering skull hovers above him as a symbol of the death and foreboding that permeates the rest of the series. Pierrot may find joy in this moment, but his doom is certain, as is the darkness of his reality. Next, skip to print 3, titled Kriegslied, or War Song. Here, two minstrels play their instruments as they travel, hunched at a grotesque angle over mountainous landscapes. Neither harlequinesque figure seems to notice the skeletons hanging from the trees. As the comical musicians blindly pass hanged corpses, we get a sense that daily exposure to death has numbed the living figures in the scene. Finally, look to print 6, titled Totenspiel der Hexenverbrennung, or Death Game, the Burning of Witches. This violent print alludes to the medieval Dance of Death motif, using it as a metaphor for the chaotic social climate of post-war Europe. Here, the embodiments of death and chaos are depicted as cloaked skeletons with sinister expressions on their bony faces. They swarm around the woman on the bier, molesting her with a stick. As the flames reach her, she seems to drift into a dreamlike state. This central female figure is both a saint and a witch, both pure and a prostitute, a duality which is a common depiction of the female image in art and literature from the period following World War I. Again, we have a mixture of fantasy and reality depicted through the presence of the specters and the uncertain nature of the woman, who are all set within a Germanic cityscape. The urban setting indicates a cold reality, while the nightmarish activity happening there can't possibly belong in the real world. The mix of fantasy and reality is jarring. Could the woman on the bier, in fact, be Pierrot's lover, Columbine?